I turned on 95.7 game this morning, and I'm hearing from people who are saying that they're not really convinced on the 49ers being all that much of a threat this year. It actually started with Spadoni. Spadoni this morning's like,
Raider fan.
Right. But he's like, I don't even know if they're good. And I oddly was not in sort of like, as you just described, the text chain mood. I was like, okay, I'm open to hearing this. Tell me why the 49ers are potentially not good or not a contender. And invariably, this is the line that comes up. And this is the one I would love to explore with you.
Okay.
Because we hear it in every sport, every year. Quote, they haven't beaten anybody.
Yeah.
All right. Let's talk about that. They haven't beaten anybody. When a team has more wins than losses, but, quote, hasn't beaten anybody. We did this with the Warriors all last year, right?
Yeah.
46-36.
Well, it turned out it was true with them.
It did.
Yeah.
So, and I would say the Dallas Cowboys last year. Very good record. Division winner. All right, but you haven't beaten anybody. And look what happened in the playoffs. They got their butts handed to them. But is that always a valid thing to say? Are you not a good team until you, quote, beat somebody? And somebody, by the way, is a subjective thing anyway. Like, I don't know, going into last week, it sounded to me like you thought the Tampa Bay Bucks were somebody.
Yeah, yeah.
Now they lost
for Tampa.
Right, but now they lost. They lost two games in a row to the Chiefs and the Niners, both of them narrowly, and now they're 4-6, and now they're, quote, nobody again. They were somebody a week and a half ago. They were tied for first place.
Sure.
They had a 500 record. Now they're nobody again. So that's what I mean by it's a subjective thing. Is this a fair thing to hang on teams that win more games than they lose if they don't have sexy, fancy wins?
I don't think so.
Okay.
But ultimately, when you get to the end of the year, if you're a playoff team and you are a team that is not a hosting team because you didn't beat the teams you should have, then maybe it is a thing. And if you go up and you look at the Niners' remainder of their schedule, and I just did the math, Mark, on the teams that they have beaten, they're a combined 17-31. The Jets, the Patriots, the Seahawks, the Cowboys, and the Bucks, 17-31. That's not good. You lost to the Vikings, winning record. You lost to the Rams, not a winning record. But, I mean, that's a game you should have won.
4-5, though.
You lost to the Cardinals, winning record. You lost to the Chiefs, undefeated.
Correct.
So you've played, of your four losses, three are winning teams, and the other one is a game that you shouldn't have lost. And so I look at the rest of the schedule. Seahawks, not a winning record. Packers, Bills, yes. Bears, not currently, and I think that they're heading in the wrong direction.
God, they're a mess.
And then, you know, Dolphins are a team that maybe can recover, but, you know, right now they're 3-6, and they have I don't know if they'll have a winning record then. They probably won't.
So banged up. Nothing going for them really on defense for the most part.
And then the Lions and the Cardinals again. So if you look at the remainder of the schedule, you've got a legitimate four games against good teams. So all of this, like, oh, you haven't played anybody, I don't think it applies to the NFL, because every NFL team, every NFL game is a one-off. And you could face a good team or a bad team. Like last night's a good example. Washington is really good, but they haven't beaten anyone. And I know you ran down a list of teams that haven't beaten anyone.
I got a
list.
I got a list.
And I love your list.
The Niners are not the only ones. First of all, happy Friday.
Yeah. Oh, let's do this.
Yeah, boy.
Yeah, on the screen right there. Mm. And it's a big Friday. And coming up at some point during the show, I get back to 500 with my Niner Seahawk lock.
Well, first of all, that will not happen during the show because the game is still 48 hours away. But the pick.
No, the lock will come.
The lock will come.
And the pick is already in. And I'm coming off a nice gut check win last night. Eagles.
I was feeling good at halftime.
Yeah.
I was feeling good at halftime. And
you're drinking that haterade at halftime.
No, first of all, look, you got me. You got me last night. There's no two ways about it.
Got him.
I'm not going to wiggle my way out of that one. This isn't about the spread. Can we do 30 seconds on last night?
Do 30.
What the hell? What? Did y'all watch last night?
You talking about Dan Quinn?
Not Dan Quinn.
Oh.
Cliff Kingsbury, offensive coordinator. What in God's green earth? What are you doing? I've never had the bigger, and it's an NFL season, so you get a lot of these. but I've never yelled, "What are you doing?" at the TV more than I did last night.
That's what? Your go-to.
What on earth? First of all, we can all, and this is Dan Quinn because he's the head coach, but when you get there's 7 minutes left to go in the game, and you're at the 25-yard line. You're down by two, and it's fourth and two. Like, I don't know about y'all. I'm kicking the damn field goal.
Right.
Take the lead with 7 minutes to go. They go for it. They barely even get the snap off. It's not close. Fine. Eagles take over on downs. And then, now Barkley does his thing. The Eagles are up two scores. So this is sort of, I guess, kind of a nothing burger. But the Commanders are moving down the field, down 16 points with like 3 minutes to go. They've got the two-minute warning and two timeouts. If you actually showed some urgency, there's a scenario where you score a touchdown, get a two-point conversion. And if you do that before the two-minute warning, you don't even need to onside kick. You kick the ball off. You got a two-minute warning and two timeouts. But they're just you guys get mad at Kyle Shanahan's clock management?
Kyle Shanahan.
Y'all should have watched this. They're bebopping. They're huddle. Now Jaden Daniels is at the line. He's calling out Omaha, Omaha, like we're talking to each other. And then they run the ball twice in a row. I'm like, what? What? Ross Tucker, who comes on this station a lot, literally tweeted, "If I were a Commander fan, I would be so pissed right now." It was literally like, you'd have been mad if your youth football coach was calling plays like this. Anyway, now I got that off my chest.
Yep.
As you were.
Yep.
So I can tell you where this conversation's going. This conversation is going to this place. As we sit here today, do you buy the 49ers as contenders or not?
Absolutely.
Okay, 888-957-9570. Have they earned the label or not? It's week 11. We should know by now. They've got a winning record. I don't know if anybody's feeling great about it.
Yeah.
Not in first place, not in a playoff position right now. A couple of boneheaded losses, and as we just detailed, no fancy sexy wins. However, let me add this to the party. You mentioned I've got a list. Here are four other teams that I would argue most people would say right now, they're good, right? You think the Buffalo Bills are good? Is Buffalo good?
They're 8-2.
They're 8-2. Want to know the eight teams that they've beaten?
I'm looking at it right here.
All right. The list is the Arizona Cardinals, the Miami Dolphins, the Jacksonville Jaguars, the New York Jets, the Tennessee Titans, the Seattle Seahawks, the Miami Dolphins again, and the Indianapolis Colts.
I count one team with a winning record.
They haven't beaten anyone. Now, they had two chances.
They beat the Cardinals.
Right, but they beat the Cardinals back on week one by 6 points, and at that point, the Cardinals were on their way to their 2-4 start and all that. If you want to give them that, go ahead and give them that.
It's the only win they have against a team with a winning record.
There you go.
And at the time, they didn't have a winning record because they were 0-0.
The big measuring stick for Buffalo was week four. They went to Baltimore. Let's see what you got. They lost by 25 points.
Week five, you went to Houston. You lost by three.
You lost again. Buffalo, you haven't beaten anybody.
Yep.
Okay, what about the Green Bay Packers? Good team?
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Really good team.
Everybody likes the Green Bay Packers. This is going to be a hard game for the Niners. They're an underdog as we sit here today. Next week in Green Bay, here's your list of Packer wins. Colts, Titans, Rams, Cardinals, Texans, Jaguars.
That's two wins, two good wins.
Ish. I mean,
if you want to talk about against winning teams, the Cardinals are winning the West.
Yes, they are.
And the Texans have a winning record. So right. Those count.
Sure.
They count.
They're the two divisions that people point to that are the worst two divisions in football.
To your point, though, those are not overwhelmingly great wins. Houston looks to be a team reverting to the mean. And Arizona, yeah, they're leading the division, but everyone thinks the Niners will win that division.
You mentioned Washington, 7 wins. I'd argue none of them impressive. Needed a Hail Mary to beat the Bears at home.
True.
Chargers are 6-3. Go look at their 6 wins. They haven't beaten anybody.